Left-wing Lancet Journal pushes Joe Biden as healthy choice for America. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on August 21, 2020. The once venerable Lancet Medical Journal has put forward Joe Biden as the best choice for Americans' health, continuing the magazine's unabashed left-wing activism. The COVID-19 pandemic has revealed a nation of stark inequity, especially in terms of health, the magazine's editors proclaim, while holding up Obamacare as the future of U.S. healthcare. The 2010 Affordable Care Act, ACA, codified a set of 10 essential health benefits that insurance plans must provide, including preventive health services, pregnancy and maternity care, and mental health services, the op-ed coups. Importantly, the ACA also eliminated pre-existing condition bans. The U.S. must move away from a system in which healthcare is politicized, contentious, and tied to employment, income, and immigration status, the article scolds. In addition, President Trump's isolationist and anti-scientific administration has deprioritized health and healthcare. The Lancet seems particularly dismayed by President Trump's defunding of the World Health Organization, despite its documented connections to the Chinese Communist Party. Given the importance of the international leadership role of the U.S. in health and medicine, will you commit to returning as a fully participating member of multilateral health institutions, such as WHO? The magazine proposes as a litmus test for presidential candidates. This past July, the Lancet editors staged a public freakout when Mr. Trump announced that he was no longer disposed to fund the WHO against America's interests. The Lancet joined China in condemning Trump's reckless decision to withdraw from the World Health Organization, WHO, claiming the move is unlawful and will have dire consequences. The UK-based journal, which now self-identifies as progressive and openly agitates for abortion rights, gender theory, the LGBT agenda, the elimination of whiteness, and streamline international migration, claimed in its July 9 editorial that the current U.S. administration's unilateral action notifying the UN that the USA's withdrawing violates U.S. law because it does not have express approval of Congress to leave WHO. What the Lancet seems most concerned about is not the U.S. withdrawal from the WHO but rather its decision to terminate WHO funding. Given that the United States is the single largest contributor to the WHO budget with yearly financing between $400 million and $500 million, last May, President Trump announced that the U.S. would sever ties with the WHO, citing the malfeasance of China, whom he accused of orchestrating a cover-up regarding the origins of the coronavirus. China has total control over the World Health Organization despite only paying $40 million per year compared to what the United States has been paying, which is approximately $450 million a year, the president said. The Lancet wraps up its current op-ed by promoting its socialist agenda, urging more government control over medical research and state-run universal health care coverage. Follow at Williams Rome.